The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle, and I am live. And Happy New Year, everybody. What a beautiful day to trigger a brand new start, right? It's gorgeous outside. It's really, really lovely. Blue skies and weather's almost spring-like, but enjoy it. Have a good time. Go for a walk. Really enjoy each other. I hope you had an opportunity to bring in the new year the way you wanted to bring it in. You know, perhaps a celebration of those who you love, the people around you, the accomplishments that you've made, and the anticipation of things that will be much better as time goes on. I have a lot of things to discuss with you today, and I want to put you in a frame of mind where you realize that you have control virtually everything that goes on. There's a lot of celebration, and there's some things that I feel heart sad about. But let's talk about the celebration. You know, we spent the evening with people that we loved last night, and we sat around and we talked and we played and so forth. Christmas was like that for us as well. And we usually have a crazy Christmas Eve, about 33 people at my house and every generation you can think of. And that was a wonderful time. And we ate and we played and we sang and we had conversations. And that's what it's supposed to be. And as you know, you go out and about and you do your things. So what I want you to understand is that you have control of how you handle environmental anything. But it starts with education. It starts with knowledge. And what I want to do today is I want to take you through a couple different things that you may not have been aware of and give you some tools to start out 2023 to make your life better and stronger and solid. And you know, in the office at the Rozelle Center for Healing and Core Concepts Chiropractic by Rozelle in the Broadlands, we look at conditions. We look at patients from the why is that platform. Why do certain things take place? Not just the symptom process. Oh, my God, I don't feel good. I have this. My stomach's upset. My head's bothering me. I'm in chronic pain. But what were the triggers? What took place? What's that all about? So we want to discuss multidimensional platforms today, and I want to give you some things to do that might make a huge difference going forward. You know, Thanksgiving and Christmas and all those things, we're discouraged for the last 3 years. They said, don't gather with people. Don't get together. There were leaders from local governments to federal levels that were basically urging residents and citizens again not to gather. Well, if you know May, that's not going to take place. We're going to do what we normally do. We're protecting ourselves because we live a lifestyle that encourages health and wellness and immune response and so forth. So, you know, this crazy global craziness, this COVID-19 pandemic, if you will, it's really not there anymore. But it's being perpetuated for whatever reason. I'm going to let you draw some conclusions as we go through. You can decide, is it a result of an agenda? Is it monetarily driven? Is it philosophically driven? Is it something that's put out there to control? Is there something more coming down the marketplace later on? You know, from the mask mandates to the social distancing to, you know, the working online and not going out and now not wanting to do anything. I don't know. It's kind of crazy to me. I'm this guy that goes out and, I do what I have to do. There was a patient the other day that, I hadn't seen in quite some time and said that her husband was ill and had had COVID and, or just recently diagnosed. And I said, so had he had vaccines? She said, yes. So, she said, he's just, you know, he doesn't want to go out of the house. I said, would you allow me to come to him? So I went to his house and I treated him with some herbal preparations and some other things that we found that has been very effective. And I walked in the house and she says, you're not masked. I said, don't worry about me. I said, I'll be fine. And I said, my immune system is strong. I've been exposed to it 1,000 times. I said, I have chosen my direction in this, and we've turned him around. He did very well. About 36 hours later, he was kicking out of it. So there's ways of making that down. So what I want to do today is I want you to understand that my job is to teach you about how to make your body strong and to allow you to choose. If you choose this, you do this. If you choose the other side, you do something else completely different. So that's what we want to do, is we want to have choice. We want to have choice in anything that, that we do. You know, the lockdowns and the staying at home and the distance, they were supposed to be temporary. And it was, initially to drop down this scourge that was there. And now we see that wasn't just a temporary situation. Interesting. China now has lifted any other mandates. Now people can go and do their thing. But what they're finding is that they, in spite of the lockdowns, they couldn't control the viral pattern, that it's now spreading over there. But they're not going to lock down again because they know that their population is not going to tolerate it. So people are going to develop this thing called herd immunity. Go imagine, right? So when we see what happens globally and we start picking apart the people that responded in one way opposed to some another way, there was an interesting article that came out of the World Health Organization. And if you know where to look for it, is the areas that they didn't talk about. Do you remember talking about Africa at all and any of these people that were that were exposed to disease processes and so forth? Well, that's one of the lower levels of infections. The question becomes in my brain, why is that? How come? Why? And compared to what we've got going on here, why is the residual less than ours? Why have they seemingly recovered and strengthened themselves far better than, what the United States and many of the other countries have? My family and I are going to take a vacation this summer into areas that were pretty locked down, but they found that it didn't really do anything. And we're not too worried about it because our immune systems are pretty solid and strong and the like. So let's get into talking about what's going to happen over a period of time now. And I want to let you know what the Results Center for Healing has coming up for you coming into this new year. Very simply, we're going to put together some programs a little differently than we have in the past. Those of you who've listened to Dr. Tom Rizzell Live for many years know that we have an every other week in-house continuing education program. Well, starting January the 11th, a week from this coming Wednesday, we're going to start doing every 4 weeks, but this one is going to be a special one. And I'm going to lead most of those programs. I'm going to be there. I'm going to present with one of my other doctors or sometimes by myself. But this one's important. This one is how to optimize your immune system to overcome any kind of viral anything, no matter what it is. What is it that really drives your immunological system? What is it that you can do to protect yourself? What can you do to optimize your health? And I'll have the pleasure of, kind of going back and forth with Dr. Scott Lamp. But that'll be Wednesday, January the 11th at 6 p.m. And if you want to learn really how to get it together and how to optimize your immune system, all you have to do is call the office 703-698-7117, 703-698-7117, or simply go online at rosellecare.com. That's R-O-S-E-L-L-E-C-A-R-E.com and register for, I want to, kind of put this out to you. Please register. And if you register, please show up because we only have a limited number of seats. And if I start doing these programs, we're going to have a whole lot of people that are going to ask a lot of questions and we want you to be one of them. So do it early, register now. But please, if you do register, show up. And if you decide you can't make it, please call us because we want to prepare for you. We want to make sure that we have everything that you're going to need to be able to take home a platform, if you will, a step-by-step how-to type of situation. And as always, when I get involved, you know that I'm going to demonstrate, I'm going to start showing you things, and it's going to be fun. I promise you, it's going to be a good time. So If you'd like to join us, How to Optimize Your Immune System on January the 11th, remember it's at 6 p.m. We try to make it a little earlier now so you can get home, you can grab something, you know, you're not going to bed brain dead, that kind of stuff. Actually, you're going to go to bed overwhelmed with the brain. But let's get back into the program a little bit. Let's talk about what's coming up and what you need to do about all this craziness. You know, if you go into PubMed, which is one of my favorite resources, and PubMed, by the way, is a government agency. It's a government site. It's sponsored by the National Library of Medicine, the National Center for Biotechnology Information. Great publications in there. And you get both sides of the story, by the way. You get, some of the things that I'm going to tell you about and some of the things that, you know, they take a different position on. And, you know, but always realize that an opinion is an opinion. And the opinion has to be based on other evidential situations that have been proven. Now, if you don't do that, it becomes a talking head. That's all it is. It's somebody's spewing their opinion at a very high emotional level, and it really doesn't mean much of anything else. But there was an article, The Neurobiology of Long COVID or Long Haul COVID, and it was very well done. It actually was published this last November, November 2nd it came out, and it's in the journal Neurology. And if those of you who are, you know, study geeks like I am, if you go in and you look at November the 2nd and you look at the levels, the study was conducted over a period of time and then published. It says persistent neurological and neuropsychiatric symptoms. People who are suffering from COVID have real problems with anxiety, and they go into depression, and it's almost a schizophrenic model for some people. A substantial number of these people after COVID-19, and if you will, they represent a major post-COVID problem. Their immune system begins to crash, and it comes back up a little bit, but it crashes again. It comes back up and crashes again. But what they're identifying is the neurological impact of the situation. And I'll kind of tell you a little bit about it, because to me it's interesting, and it's one that is going to give me some tools to be able to help as many people as I possibly can. Persistent neurological and psychiatric problems with these long haul post COVID people, the post acute, if you will, they're calling it the post acute COVID-19 syndrome. It's long haul COVIDs or long COVID. It's the technical term is long haul COVID syndrome. As they review the pathology of all this craziness, the impact on the central nervous system is significant. And some people are saying it has to do with damage to the system. But what they're finding out, it's actually activation of other types of viral patterns that were also in the body, but got triggered because of exposure. So the study goes on and shows that it has an effect on lower portion of the brain called the hippocampus. And it has an impairment in cognitive disorders, and is causing cognitive impairment. You can't process information the way that you'd like to. It affects the blood supply. But we're going to talk about how it activates Epstein-Barr virus and SARS and other things of that nature. And I think you're going to be very, very surprised. Don't go away. We're coming up to a break. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. I have a whole lot of information for you today. This is New Year's Eve, and you need to, or New Year's Day, and you need to move forward. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. Happy New Year. It's a great time to start planning for things that you have control of. And one of those things that you have total control of, believe it or not, is your health, your immune system, your wellness. So having said that, would it be nice to really have the right data and a whole lot of stuff? You know, as I said months ago, I said, as we get into the winter months, there's going to be all this scare that's going to show up, and they're going to start telling you, well, COVID's crazy again, and you got to be real careful. And unfortunately, so many people are reacting that way. my opinion, unnecessarily. No different than winter colds and flus and so forth. And this COVID respiratory syndrome that's showing up right now is very mild. People are pulling out of it within a few days. And there's very specific things, particularly nutritionally, that you can do to help yourself. We've talked about vitamin D. We've talked about zinc. We talked about NAC. We've talked about vitamin C and so. So at the end of the day, look, if you keep your immune system nice and strong, you can beat most things or minimize the impact that it has on you. The same thing as we've done. You know, I'm in that crazy seventh decade of life and I haven't had any problems. You know, why is that? Well, I kind of walk my talk all the time. So I want you to have choices. I want you to have information. I don't want you to believe me. I want you to be provoked enough that you go do your homework. We just talked about an article in PubMed, which is an NIH research site and publication site. And I want to take you through this new respiratory problem that's showing up. So this respiratory, we can call respiratory COVID, is triggered by a lot of different things. And unfortunately, people, those of you who may or may not have had a vaccine, the ones who've had the vaccines are going to be the ones that are more susceptible. And that's a process. I'm actually delivering a 5-hour program in Florida coming up in February on this subject, but I want to share it with you a little bit. So respiratory COVID basically is an inflammatory reaction that now transports the inflammation to the nervous system. So you have these cytokines, if you will, these inflammatory elements that cause swelling, irritation to nerves and neurological cells. So pretty soon these neural cells begin to slow down in their communication from one to the other. And you get into brain fog, but then you get into something called cognitive impairment. You don't seem to be able to assimilate information as rapidly and or you don't remember it the way you should. So now we go into a state of autoimmunity. So because of that and because of the signaling process, it's not working. You have a little gland in the back of your head called the pineal gland, and it puts out very, very high levels of melatonin for the brain, and that allows you to sleep. And we all know that sleep is important to the restoration of anything that happens to you that the body has to fix. We'll put it that way. It puts you into a parasympathetic or a healing process. And some of us don't sleep very well. Some of us sleep with the lights on. Some of us sleep with Ambient computers, our cell phones, and so forth. All that stuff is disrupting your sleep cycle. Now, having said that, when we think of melatonin, it's not the only place that produces this. As a matter of fact, it produces less of it than another place in your body. And what we're talking about? We're talking about the intestinal tract. The intestinal tract is 75 to 80%, depending on the author that you read, of immunological function. The intestinal system produces more immune responses, and it does it via the transport and triggering mechanisms, if you will, of melatonin in the gut, in the receptors within that area. Interesting. They don't talk about that. They just tell you, well, melatonin's for sleep and it regulates circadian rhythms and things of that nature. Well, it does a whole lot more than that. And that's what I want you to understand. And once that nervous system is affected, everything is affected. Now, the gut has its own nervous system. It's called the mesenteric plexus, and that feeds back into the spine, into the brain. It has its own little hormonal patterns, and it upregulates things the best it can, but it has an immune reaction. And then pretty soon, it also affects blood transport from the intestinal lining all the way through. So now you have decrease of oxygenation that goes into the system, and you have other types of metabolic disturbances that take place over time. So what we have to do is we have to understand it first and then figure out how to fix it. Now, the next piece is that it begins to move forward. It goes on and starts breaking down these neurons that we talked about. And there's a lot of different types of neurons and coverings, and you've heard things called myelin sheaths. Those are covers that protect the nerves and so forth and so on. So the problem is that when all of this stuff begins to become impaired, your immunological system becomes impaired, and all of a sudden cognitively and immunologically, things are not working the way they're supposed to. Not a good thing, right? So we have to figure out, what do we do next to try to fix all this. But this article that I was referencing to you that has to do with the impact of COVID-19 and also, by the way, the vaccines on neurological pathways is significant in bringing out some of the things that we've said repeatedly over a period of time. That's why the blood-brain barrier is being invaded. That's why we're seeing cognitive impairment. That's why we're seeing breakdown in memory patterns within the body. And it has to do not only with the brain, but the inflammatory reaction that takes place in the gut, in the intestinal tract. So if you got a sweet tooth, if you're eating poorly, if you're not supporting your body, if you're not getting the exercises you should, if you're putting things in that are constantly irritating, this becomes much more significant in its impact to all of the things that you call immunological reactions within the body. So I want you to understand that they exist, and that's why they exist. But the other piece is that any viral pattern that is long-term within the system is going to cause a scarring effect in different areas. And one of the most susceptible areas is the lungs. So when we end up with this irritation to the lung, we end up with a fibrotic type of end stage product, and it causes the interconnected tissues within the lung. They're called interstitial lung tissues, and they can cause disruption to hundreds of different factors that you need to protect yourself and so forth. But this we'll call it a pulmonary fibrosis, is now getting more attention because we're seeing people not only with lung problems, but heart problems. The same effect with a lot of people dropping dead suddenly for no reason, stroke victims, and these heart clotting factors that are starting to show up. A lot of it is coming directly from this. So we're going to talk a lot more about that as we come back into the second part of the program. We're going to talk about Epstein-Barr activation and so forth. This is really an important area that you need to learn as much as you can. I'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, and, you know, I'm trying to provoke you today, right? Why am I doing that? It's New Year's Day. You should be planning everything you can possibly plan that's positive in your life. Well, I'm giving you data so you understand, and we're going to conclude with giving you very specific information that you can implement to make things better for you and for your family and for the people that you love, and not necessarily be duped. Remember what I've always said? My job is to kind of provoke you to go do your homework, but to do your homework on both sides of the platform, not just listen to the talking heads on the news, because, you know, all they're doing is they're reading a script and they emotionalize it. That's why they're hired. That's why they pay the money, because they can cause irritation to occur in a both positive and a negative way. But what I want to do is I want to say, hey, listen, here's some stuff that's out there that nobody's talking about that you need to know more about, and go do your homework. Go figure it out. And, you know, then ask the right questions. And, you know, if you ask your doctor a question and they can't give you a succinct, logical response to it, ask them one more time. Say, well, you know, call me stupid, but I really didn't understand what you just said. And then ask them to repeat it and tell you a little bit more succinctly what it is that they're actually saying, and then give you information where you can go actually do your own research on this. And what I mean research is not listening to, you know, somebody on the television, not listening to somebody that is giving you the news and reporting a very specific party line of something, but actually going in and going places like PubMed and Grateful Med and the Townsend newsletter and things. There's a ton of them out there, and go to multiple sources. You're on the internet anyway. You're on your phones all the time anyway. So instead of looking at Facebook and Twitter and all those things, actually go look at something that's going to give you data. You know, so let's, you know, I told you we're going to talk about Epstein-Barr virus. So COVID-19, seems to be very intimately associated with the activation of Epstein-Barr virus, and the reactivation, if you will. And they're saying, okay, how can this thing be treated? But first you got to understand what it is. 100% of the United States population, adult population, has been exposed, so has an antibody to Epstein-Barr virus. If you're over the age of about 22, 23, you've been exposed to the same. When you're young, they have a tendency to call it mononucleosis, same type of viral pattern. And the systemic reactivation, and as I said, reactivation, because we've been exposed to it, may occur in a lot of different ways, but this novel coronavirus, you know, syndrome, I mean, this severe acute respiratory syndrome causes significant clinical consequences, but is a result in many cases of Epstein-Barr reactivation. How it does it, the literature is going to tell you is not necessarily as clear as we want it to be, but they know it's doing it. And so now becomes, if that's the case, why is the immune system being so susceptible and what can I do about it to make a difference? So this study that I read out of PubMed was a study that was, I think it was about 1,300 people that had confirmed COVID-19 who died or were discharged, I guess, when this all nonsense started around January 2020 through the end of 2020. And a lot of this came out of other countries, but it was very, very well documented. But patients who had complete data for Epstein-Barr, meaning their blood work and so forth, the cytomegalovirus virus that was seems to be coupled with it, showed that this was the guy that was actually causing a lot of damage. And so they took these and they compared the activation of the virus. So you've heard the terms IgG and IgM and so forth. And IgG is the body's ability to fight. IgE would be the presence of the virus pattern of any virus. And then IgM, immunologically is your body currently fighting and so forth. And that's a rough surface, but you know, we don't want to get into depth there because we could spend the whole program on that. Then I'm not going to get to anyplace else. Look, at the end of the day, a high percentage of COVID-19 patients had Epstein-Barr viral reactivation, and it may be associated with an increased risk of, death at the time that they had both. So when both of them kind of showed their ugly head, so to speak, and they were at a high level, what they saw was that the combination of these two things and other viral patterns caused these long haulers, if you will, that never could break out of it a problem. But the good news is that there are things that would cause a significant control of it. Everything from Hypericum, which is St. John's wort, and now lysine. This is the natural world. And in the medical world, there's a product called, if I can remember, Ganclovir, and it's an antiviral. But at the end of the day, identifying what it is made the difference. And so if you get into the research on this, and you research reactivation, Epstein-Barr and CMV, these are viral patterns, in severe COVID-19 patients, there's a triggering mechanism, hyperinflammation, extreme inflammatory reaction, and it has to be controlled. If they can control the inflammatory reaction, then other things can be used to break this down and to get the patient back into a health status. So it's an inflammatory reaction. Remember I said the first part of the program, we're talking about also the gut being immunological reaction, people who are not eating well, who their microbiome, the good bacteria within the intestinal tract is not as supportive as it should be. These are people, it seems to be, that the literature is bearing out, are having the greatest resistance. So the clinical characteristics and outcome of these very ill patients that initially had acute COVID-19 are noted to have a significant activation of other viral patterns. The most impactful, if you will, is Epstein-Barr virus, or EBV. It used to be called the virus that caused chronic fatigue syndrome. So you get in, go into PubMed, and you'll look at things like the gut microbiota, which is the microbiome of the intestinal tract, as it relates to COVID-19 patients. And what they did is they compared a good, stable intestinal tract and the recovery rate to people who had a bad gut and other problems and people who didn't recover as well. So again, the literature is really interesting. You could spend not just an hour or two, but you could spend tons of time. Fortunately, you can read some of these things and conclusions are there, but Epstein-Barr and human herpetic syndrome, herpes virus, and there's multiple herpetic-like substances, but Epstein-Barr is a herpetic cousin. Just like herpes 1 and 2 or the cold sores you get on your lips or the ones that you get on your genitalia, there's other pieces as well. So when you start reading this thing and you start saying, oops, oh, well, you know, now what do I do? Well, there's a lot that you can do, and that's the good piece. So a lot of the research that was funded came out of three or four different areas, and we knew that there were substances that would reverse things. In our experience over the last 2-3 years, there was a lot of people that responded beautifully, providing that they took the steps that they needed to take and turned around. People who were on all kinds of drugs, people who had other disease processes, people who had diabetes, people who had low levels of vitamin D, people who had immunological suppressed conditions from anything. If they weren't handled properly, and if they, you know, even in the hospitals, had they not, in my opinion, and the literature seems to bear it out, if they hadn't been put on, you know, impactful oxygen respiratory instrumentation, I'll say it that way, because I get myself in trouble if I finger point too much, but I think you all know what I'm talking about. And they had used just steroids. If they had just used things that decrease the inflammation rapidly, they would have saved tons of lives. If they would have given a certain nutrient basis, that seemed to have an impact, and the literature is bearing that out over and over and over again. But we're still not paying attention. We're still thinking that this is, oh my God, instead of getting ourselves, you know, solid and increasing our immunological reactions, we're still panicking, and unfortunately, that's not a good thing. But look up. There's another interesting article that came out in June of 2021, and it was an investigation of long COVID prevalence and its relationship, again, to Epstein-Barr reactivation. So, oh my God, if that's really it. So one of the things that we found with our patients over the years that worked quite well was very significant levels of things like L-lysine and other natural antivirals that really had a tremendous impact, but you also have to get the patient back to doing what they need to do and fixing the gut, that immunological response to that intestinal tract. But the coronavirus, this craziness, right, is being looked at as Armageddon. And instead of saying what controls virus in an acute situation, what are the impact? You know, how does it affect the brain? Why does it have a fatigue element to it? Just knocks people out. They can't seem to get it back. So if you take a patient and you start putting them in a place where the virus can be controlled and put back into immunological suppression, if you will, not immune suppression, but viral suppression, and the immune system becomes stronger, you begin to be able to turn all kinds of things around. Patients sometimes experience long haul problems following resolution of any acute disease. And the symptoms are usually, I don't feel good, I'm tired, I got brain fog, rashes in their body. Where the rashes come from? The rashes come from your body's trying to get rid of stuff because your skin is the largest organ of elimination that exists. There's nothing like it. And if your liver can't do it and your intestinal tract can't do it and you can't get through it through your urine, or, you know, so forth, guess where it's going to come? It's going to go through your skin. That's what it's designed to do. That's what all those trillions of cells do. They dump it. They get rid of it. That's why sometimes you get scaling, you get rashes, you get all kinds of things like that. The body is trying to get rid of stuff. It's not just a localized infection. It's something that your body is trying to get rid of, to save you, to make a difference. So when you look at the actual data and you look at why people were not getting rid of things, all of a sudden you start seeing the impact of other conditions that we didn't realize were being activated. And this really is your post-COVID, your post-acute COVID-19 syndrome. Your intestinal microbiome, 75 to 80% of your immune system, if that's not being dealt with properly, re-inoculated, if you will, with the right things, taking the things out of dietary pathways that are the patient knows that they're sensitive to, if they're not getting enough protein to repair the system, if they're not flushing things out of their body, they've got a problem. So the 11th, Wednesday night, the 11th, 6 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing, I'm going to present a night on immunological responses. And my Dr. Scott Lamp, many of you know Scott, he and I are going to kind of tag team this, but I'm going to lead this. And listen, schedule your reservation early. Don't wait. Don't wait till the last minute. And I only want two things from you. I'm going to give you all of me. I'm going to give you everything I can possibly give you and the insight of what really takes place. Go to RoselleCare.com or call the office at 703-698-7117. Register, but please, if you register, because we have limited space available, make sure you show up. And if something comes up in your world that you can't do it, guess what? Call us, okay? Because this is my gift to you. This is what I do. This is why I continue to do the things I do, because I want to give you the data. So I just need you to help me out a little bit with this, all right? So we're going to talk about why the viral patterns persist, the fact that we build up immunological reactions in our body, that we're going to talk about, long-haul patterns. We're going to talk about other viral elements. We're going to talk about a lot of different things. And I'm going to answer your questions as succinctly and specifically as I can based on real data. And in the meantime, do this. Go into PubMed. Go into Grateful Med. Go into the Townsend newsletter and do some research and see what's coming out. Even go into, the British Medical Journal. They got both sides of the subject. They're going to tell you that I'm wrong and they're going to tell you that I'm right. And then we'll sit down there together and we'll kind of walk through it. And I'll tell you the things you can do to protect yourself. But listen, do you want to walk around in a mask the rest of your life? Do you want to be afraid to go out anywhere? Do you want to, think that, the world is going to get you? Well, maybe there's a whole lot of stuff out there that, we can politically point fingers at. I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to do is I want to give you the ability to protect yourself. I'm going to make sure that you have the capacity to turn anything around. And if you understand that you're in control, if you understand that inflammatory pathways out of control can cause damage because it doesn't allow other things to transport, then you, if you're a smart person, which you all are, you're going to sit back and say, okay, what can I do setting aside taking another drug, taking another vaccine, taking another, something that is foreign to my body? What can I do naturally? What can I do to protect myself? How can I really look at that structural, chemical, emotional platform in a way that I can optimize my health and maybe beat some of the things that, aren't able to be dealt with? And I'm telling you that your body was given everything it needs to. It just needs to be supported. I had a very dear friend that died. He's a medical physician out in California. And he and I went back and forth for the better part of the first year and a half on immunological responses. And this poor guy, we grew up together in the same little Italian neighborhood, and he became a physician, a medical physician, and he got his degree and taught immunological, conditions. And unfortunately, he died of, consequences of different choices that he made. And it broke my heart. He was a good guy, and I couldn't convince him that, he may have, should have thought about it differently. But we all get into our fixed mode, if you will. We get into our, and what I want you to do is get out of your fixed head. I want you to get to a place where you question everything, including me. I want you to question what they're saying. If there's more than one side to a story, that means that the truth someplace is in between. if there's people saying different things about the same subject, your job is to do as much research as you can and not listen, you know, to the talking heads. You know, they aren't in the trenches. They're not using the tools. They don't understand the normal physiology. I have a dear friend who's a physician, and we talk, and he comes to my trainings and my lectures and so forth. And he says, the majority of people out there don't understand what you're saying. I says, basic physiology and understanding how the body works. He said, but they go to the drug implementation. If they have this symptom, fix this. Well, on the 11th, we're going to walk through that weed, and we're going to try to give you information of the why behind it, what you can do to make a difference, how to shift things, how to change things in your world. Wouldn't you like to have the tools to do that? Well, my job is to give them to you. My job is also to teach you how to question as much as you possibly can question. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
News Talk 105.9.
WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizal. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live, as you do every Sunday at high noon on the Eastern Seaboard. Thank you for listening, and thank you for, you know, those who reach out from virtually all over the place. And we want to encourage you to let us know what topics as well that you would like to have more data on. All you got to do is get a hold of me. You can go to rozellecare.com and send me a note. All of our doctors have their own emails. I have mine. Just go online and go to rozellecare.com. Send me a note. I promise you I'll get back to you. Sometimes it takes me, you know, 2, 3, 4 days, but I promise you I'll respond if you have any questions specifically. But this, not this Wednesday, but the week after this Wednesday, the 11th, if you will, of the month, join us at the Rozell Center for Healing in Fairfax. I will be leading a discussion on immunological responses with Dr. Scott Lamp. The two of us will be doing it, but I'm going to be leading it. Please make sure that, you know, if you're going to register, make sure you're there. And if you can't be there, make sure you call us and tell us you can't be there. It's going to be fun. I promise you, I'm going to stimulate you, but we're going to teach you how to optimize your immune system to overcome anything from any kind of viral pattern and colds and flus and, but COVID and long haul and all those things. We're going to give you some direction, and we're going to also stimulate your interest to do some homework. You're on your phones anyway. You're on your computers. You're on, you know, all the social media sites. So why don't you do something that's actually supportive? But if you got, you have to know where to go. As we talked about, like PubMed and Grateful Med and Townsend Letter and so forth. And there are very specific things. I'm going to finish up the program today talking to you about something that I'm going to do it on purpose. I wanted to provoke you a little bit. This came out in April of this last year, 2022, and it says SARS-CoV-2 vaccinations, you know, the vaccines that we all been getting, can elicit a CD8 T-cell dominant hepatitis. What it's basically saying is that it can affect your liver specifically. And so if you've had the vaccines and so forth, there can be an increased inflammatory reaction. So if they go through the results of this article, were pretty interesting. It says that the hepatic tissue, which tissue revealed, showed that, you know, an immune was significantly activated by these cytotoxic CD8 T cells, which we see with a lot of very significant problems. So what they did is they did a lot of comparison between the SARS-CoV-2 and the CD8 T cells that show up with very specific immunological suppression, particularly with liver disease, notably hepatitis. And they showed the parallel, the long haul type of activation because of this. So when suddenly we're seeing all these things out there, and guys are hedging their bets because, oh wow, was I wrong? But if I was wrong, why was I wrong? And now the data is really coming to light. So make sure you do your homework. Again, I'm encouraging you to distrust everybody, including me, and go do your homework. Figure out what it really is and see how it works. Make sure that you have the data on your side that you can say, well, you know, maybe it's not so, and maybe it is so, and but have some information that bears you out. So when you know that Epstein-Barr and cytomegalovirus is activated in severe Epstein or in severe COVID-19 cases, and it triggers a huge inflammatory reaction, particularly in the nervous system, and the nervous system controls everything in your body, now you know, or at least begin to understand, why a lot of people are not pulling out of this. But particularly since the intestinal tract is involved in immunological support, and we said 70 to 75% of the body's immune system comes from the gut, up to 80%, depending on the author that you're reading. I always kind of modulate things because I don't buy into everything that I read. But hey, if that's the case, and you got a bad gut, and you're not putting things in that you need to have, and your microbiome, you know, all the good stuff that protects you, your immune system, or your intestinal tract isn't working the way it's supposed to, maybe that's where you start. And then you've got to flush the stuff out of your body. There's things that work to knock out these crazy things, the Epstein-Barr virus, the cytomegalovirus, the COVID viral patterns and so forth. But your body's got to get rid of it. You got to flush it out. And you're not going to do it with coffee. You're not going to do it with alcohol. You're not going to do it with juices. They all have to be digested through where? The liver. But you need clear, water, flush. That's the, and you better start getting rid of the nonsense that's in your intestinal tract and putting better things in. So I'm going to give you that information on the 11th. I'm going to show you what to do with it. So if you have somebody that's been suffering, or if you're afraid of it, come in, join us. I promise you, you'll walk away with more data than you thought is possible. January the 11th. And by the way, I want to let you know one more thing. Those of you who are familiar with thermographic imaging, January, our gift to you. We're doing full body thermographic imaging through our sister company, Thermography Centers of Fairfax. Full body is normally $475. Well, they told me that for $400, they're going to give you $75 off through the month of January only. So you can call Roselle Center, or you can go online and go to Thermography Centers of Fairfax, and you can register right online, get it happen, and take advantage of it. Thermographic imaging is detection of all kinds of inflammatory heat signals throughout the body, and it gives you much more data and much more information. You know, this is a program that I truly love doing, and I look forward to doing it every Sunday, because I want to give you as much information as I can so you can help yourself. At the end of the day, you need you. Your health is in your hands. Your health is a matter of you learning as much as you possibly can to get things squared away. If you really understand that, if you really understand how to put the pieces of the puzzle together, ask the right questions, find the people out there who really know their stuff. This gives you an opportunity to take control, that you have control. So, you know, as time goes on, ask me any questions that you want. We want to give you all the data that you need. And I'm here for one reason, and one reason only. Very simply, I love you all. I'll see you next week. You have a great week, and question everything that you hear. See you then.